Alright. Let's pray and then we'll jump right in this. Father, yeah, we just bless you and we honor you as always, and we just glorify you for who you are in our lives. Right now, we just seek wisdom and understanding in reference to our lesson on the night, and we bless you in advance for it. And y'all, we just thank you for all the things that you do, and we look forward to the things that you're doing in the near future. And we just bless you in the name of Yahushua. We pray, amen. All righty. There's a topic that I want to discuss, but I want to explain to you what led up to it. I was invited to a group. I'm always getting invited to these different groups and things like that on, you know, whether on Facebook or some other form of social media. It's like they're, you know, I'm always trying to be pulled into certain things. And I'm very hesitant about doing those things, although I know what I've been called to do, born to do, you know. I know what my purpose is. And so what we have to, so I'm saying we, because this is how I understand things. So what we have to be is very careful about allowing people to pull us into their agendas and things like that. We got to be very careful about that. And sometimes people will take it that you're trying to be rude or antisocial, you know, words that, you know, you can kind of look at that go along those lines. But we have to understand that, you know, that it's vitally important to be led by Yah in all the things that we do. And so, you know, I've had people to try to pull me into, I call them pyramid schemes, you know, pastors and all these things. And even when you turn them down, you know, their mindset is, you know, you can't be hearing from Yah, you know, because, you know, here I am, I'm a man of God and I'm bringing this to you, and you sure ought to get on this. Well, no, I don't want to get on this, because that's just not how Yah is dealing with me, and that's not his destiny for my life. Now, if that's what you want to do, then that's fine, and, you know, Yah bless you and your endeavor, but that's just not what I'm called to do. So this group sent me a notice to join them. At first, I was invited by another individual, and I was like, I went and looked at it, and I was like, I don't want to be a part of this, because what I see in this group is that they have been delivered from the traditions of men. They understand to a certain perspective who we are as a people, but then there are some things, because you have all races of people that's a part of this group, and so there are certain things that they say, and you know, some of it is some good stuff, and then some of it you'd be like, and anybody can post on there. And so but the thing that caused me not to want to deal with it is, they basically, when I was invited by someone else, they basically said that anytime you come in or something like that, or write something and put it up there, you had to say these certain names of Yah and our Savior. And I'm trying to think, I think it's Yahuwah and Yahusha or something like that. And I'm looking at this, you know, they don't like you say Jesus, none of this kind of stuff. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, I don't want to be a part of that. And the reason why I didn't want to be a part of it is because there are certain things that I understand by experience. And to go on there and to try to get them to see as in perception, what I understand by experience, is just It just was going to go over their head because I've shared a lot of experiences with people. And here's the mindset of people. People think that if they don't have that experience, then you can't possibly be having it. Well, you know, well y'all don't talk to me like that, so I don't believe he talked to you. That's the mindset of a lot of people. And so I'm like, okay, I know by experience that the name of Jesus, although it is a variation that, you know, really brings us into the true name. And what I mean by the true name, you know, it's Yehoshua. But at the same time, you get people that give different versions of it. And everybody is trying to say, well, you know, this is the name. I don't get caught up into that. That's why when I write, I'll say Yehoshua because that's what, that's the name that I call him. But then I always put in parentheses Jesus to let somebody else know who I'm talking about. Because it's not about me just pushing on somebody what I know as far as what I call him. This is me saying, okay, this is what the scripture says his name means in the Hebrew. But at the same time, I'm going to let you know who I'm talking about. And I don't want you to feel left out in thinking that, you know, that because I understand this part, that something's wrong with you if you don't or don't call him that. I give him the option. Go ahead.
Just want to comment, you know, for everybody's understanding. Anytime anybody tries to beat you into agreement or beat you into accepting an understanding, that's out of order. That ain't y'all.
Correct.
So if you ever see that in any context, no, it's not right.
Correct. And that's the very thing that made me very hesitant about being a part of this group because I'll be honest, I felt like it was more of a cult than it was a move of Yah. Simply because I'm like, okay, you're trying to bind me to a name all because you perceive that to be the name. You want to bind me to what you perceive, and you have no scripture reference to bag you up. So,
let's say, for example, that they were right.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture shows, you know, it gives context and example. Okay, if your brother don't understand, you don't do anything to hinder him, Romans even though 14. He may not completely understand, even though you do understand.
Right. That's Romans 14. It calls it, the scripture calls it vain disputation or vain arguments. In other words, Yah is saying there are some things that people get caught up into as far as a debate about, and when it really comes down to it, it means nothing. Now, here's where I was getting at, and the reason why I said by experience. I know by experience because I saw it. I saw my granddad cast out a devil in the name of Jesus. He didn't say Yehoshua. And I'm waiting on y'all to lead me to do this because I just responded to some things and we're going to teach on it. Lord, continue leading that direction. We're going to teach on it. But when I laid it out, they was responding to everybody else's comments. Because the best way I can explain it is they, you know, like Elder always talking about, you know, you're the tallest midget. And so since you're the tallest midget, you're responding to everybody else's comment because you feel like you're the big dog in the fight, then a giant come in. And when I laid out the scripture, nobody said a word from that point on. And I get that a lot. When y'all lead me to respond, it is so much in line with the scriptures, like what you gonna do with it? You know, I got an old saying, when it comes down to the things of Yah and his word, I try not to leave no room for error. I try my best not to leave. I'm not leaving you a little speck in the corner. My goal is to cover it all by leading of the spirit of Yah, and that's the reason why I'm glad, you know, the way we do our lessons and things like that, because we cover it all. When we walk out of here, we pull off of everything out of this list. We pull out everything out of this lesson that Yah has given all of us. That's the fun part. So, again, I know by experience, I saw my granddad cast out devils in Jesus' name. I have cast out devils in Jesus' name. Okay? literal devils. I've cast them out in Jesus' name. Now, what they don't understand is something that we understand. It is not the name. It is what you in. So the name is not the authority. You being in that name is the authority. That's why when the vagabonds was trying to cast out this demon, and I'm not gonna go there for the sake of time. It said Jesus, I know. Paul, I know, but who are you? They were saying, we cast you out in the name of Jesus, whom I think Paul knows, or Paul preaches. So when I say in the name of Jesus, it is not, the thought is not in the name. The thought is in what I know, or who I know, and who knows me. Go ahead.
It's in the representation of, right?
Yes.
So it's like, if you come in the name of somebody, it's with the authority that they've given you, not just, oh, I call on that person's name. No, anybody can do that. You have to have the authority granted by that individual to walk or to do things in their name.
Yes.
Like ambassador.
Right. Yes. So, as an ambassador, of the United States, wherever that person is, he has the authority of the United States bagging him. And if somebody mess with that ambassador, United States going to bag him. Now, again, by experience, I have seen my grandfather cast out devils in the name of Jesus. I have cast out multiple devils in the name of Jesus. I have also cast some out and didn't call no name. Because it's all about relationship. And again, an ambassador for the kingdom of the Most High Yah. That's what these people don't understand. And so, It's difficult for me to deal with because there's a lot of layers that I'm going to have to uncover. But at the same time, I'm waiting and allowing Yah to do it as he lead me to do it. Again, I wasn't going to join the group. Yah said join it. He commanded that I join it. And so now they know that someone is on the scene that is not just talking jargon and what they learned from some little Bible study somewhere. They're looking at now, and I'm going to say for the first time, because I've been reading their stuff for some weeks now, they're looking at for the first time someone who is saying something and putting a scripture with everything that's being said. In other words, I'm not telling you that the church is Babylon and I can't show you. Because you get some of them to do that. You get some of them saying all these things. This is the actual name and all this. And like Elder pointed out, they may be correct. But what they don't understand is knowing the name has no power with it. Being in the name or in relationship with the name is where the power comes from.
I've never heard it explained like that before.
That's how we got to understand it. Go ahead.
I just want to use the analogy. That would be like saying, you know, Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon, $137 billion or whatever he got. You walk down the street and say, in the name of Jeff Bezos, I'm going to buy this house.
Yeah. It means nothing.
Look at you. Like, who are you? But by the same token, if you have been given the authority by Jeff Bezos, then you can walk on by 50 houses and ain't nobody gonna bat an eye. That, you make that happen. But just because you call on the name of Jeff Bezos and you got $137 billion, don't mean you calling his name gonna make it get bought.
That's astonishing. You know, because what I've heard all my whole life is the way you talking about, they talking about. That's all I ever know. And it's always refreshing to get a revelation like this because it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead.
And let's say it do work. You do it and you ain't got no relationship with Jeff Bezos. Guess what? Jeff Bezos is going to come after you. Because you did something in his name that wasn't him. It wasn't his orchestrator. Yeah.
If it's like somebody using your name cashing your check and adding your name. You know.
Yep.
Hey, no difference.
And it makes sense what you said, Pastor, when the times you cast out the devil and you didn't say it. You know him, he know you. So
if you have the authority, I'm about to say.
Every time. actions speak for them. The results you get speaks to the relationship you have.
Even, and I've told this story before, When I cast out the one that was in this lady, it was a legion. A legion is many of them, a whole bunch of them. The one that scratched me and I was bleeding, and then all of a sudden, once it was cast out, my arm was back smooth, both of them. Blood was on the carpet, though. And so when I walked out in the foyer, the devil starts saying to me, "I know who you are." I hadn't said a word. Soon as I stepped from the sanctuary into the foyer, the woman was laying on the floor. The husband and one of my deacons was trying to pick her off the floor. Could not get her up. They had her stuck to the floor. They said, "We can't lift her up." And soon as I walked out, all I said was, "Get up." Stood straight up. And when she stood straight up, them legions in her started saying, "We know who you are, preacher. We know you." They were saying a bunch of times, "We know who you are, preacher. We know you." All they was saying was, "We know what you represent. We know you are an ambassador of the kingdom of the Most High Yah. We know, we see, and we see the power that you represent.
We see and recognize that authority."
Recognize it. I didn't say a word. All I said, I changed it. I said, "Get up." Once I said, "Get up," got up, and that's when it started saying, "We know you." I said, "Go in the sanctuary." That woman walked in that sanctuary. Them demons was talking the whole time. And so that's what I mean by experience. When I share that kind of stuff with these people, it's going to be miles above their head, because they're looking at a name trying to establish righteousness instead of realizing the righteousness is in the authority of it. I saw my grandfather. Go ahead.
I just want to say, even from the context of the example I use, so the person that's representing Jeff Bezos, that didn't just happen overnight. He ain't going to just trust anybody to handle his business or to take care of things along those lines. There has to have been some kind of relationship, some kind of vetting, some kind of all these things to see how you handle things before you just get sent out there to represent my name, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same way when it comes to Yah. You don't just, "I just got saved yesterday and bam, I'm out there." Mm-hmm. No, there's a period where you have to be vetted and things have to go a certain way before you get sent out there as a representative.
Put on a Prescott jersey and go to Cowboy Stadium. See what happens. I'm a cowboy. Put on your cowboy uniform stuff, all the things to show that's your team. You know, that's my team. Cowboy, my team. Go out there and without the authority of your team and see what's going to take place. Go out there as an ambassador, and the other point now, as an ambassador of that team without the authority that's given to you by the owner of that team, and see what happens. That's what people are doing. They are taking the name and going out without the authority thereof and wondering why nothing is taking place.
Or why they getting beat up.
There you go. And so these are kind of things that, you know, it's like I'm so full of things and the cup is just overflowing. And I'm like, okay, even the stuff that's rolling off on the side, if I throw that on the page, it's going to destroy them right now. So I'm like, "Y'all, I got to wait and allow you to lead me on what to write, how to respond to these people so that they'll know that you doing something in the earth. And this little stuff that they talking about right here is child's play. When we gonna go on to some right now you're stuck in a name, which is the first principles of the oracles of Yah. When are we going to go on to deep things and find out what we need to be doing in these last days? And so, this is where, you know, this is where we are. So, just to pull up a scripture here, Mark 16, verse 16 said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Notice it didn't say we were. Shall be. It's a process. He that endure to the end. So, the believing is a step. Baptized is another step. Now you may get some that may say baptized in the, you know, in the water, but it's really baptized in the spirit. You had those in the book of Acts that, you know, I believe it was Paul came up on, and he was like, okay, it was Paul or Peter, I can't remember which one, but I can go find out. But he was like, okay, have you been baptized? They was like, well, yeah, we were baptized. I think in the name of, water baptism by Apollos and Paul. And it was like, you haven't been baptized by the Spirit yet? And they was like, no. So you had men who were followers of Christ that hadn't been baptized by the Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2. And so at that particular time, that's when he baptized them by the Spirit. And so, you know, that's what John was talking about. I baptize you with water, but there's one coming that's going to baptize you in the Spirit. So he that's baptized in the Spirit, Christ, through Christ, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs, omens, miracles, or you want to look at it, we'll just look at the word sign. These signs, tokens, miracles, indication. You go back to the Old Testament, it'll say omen. Just wanted to see here. And so, yeah, so these signs, did I lose it? Yeah, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. In it. So as we look at it here, when you look at let's see if N gonna give us something. N, it says fixed position in place, time, or state. So if in something, I'm fixed in something. That's why when the vagabond said we cast out you in the name of Jesus, who Paul knoweth, they're not fixed in this. Remember when the elder pointed out, he said, you know, you just can't be a new believer and don't have a understanding of some things and think you're going to be fixed. This is something that we have to understand. We can walk in that authority, but it's according to the level of faith that has been given to us, okay?
We have to be tested and tried before we can go forth. You know, Yah doesn't tempt us with evil, but he does test us. And you can't. It's an unrealistic expectation to go forward without being tested.
Mm-hmm. True. Notice now, a little bit farther down, it says immediately or constructively. Then it says a relation of rest. So if I'm in something, I'm resting in it. So with it coming out of my mouth, in my name doesn't mean nothing. I have to be in it as far as me resting in it. You have to be in it as far as you resting in it. Okay? It's a state. It's a place. So in my name is not just saying the name. It is speaking of how we have to be resting because we believe and are baptized by the Spirit. Verse 16. Okay? So in my name. Go ahead.
It also says give. Self-solely, holy too, like middle ways.
Yep, I see it. It says means for sake of, give self holy to. True. I'm glad you pointed it out because I didn't go all the way down. And that is a good one to add to it, because it's vitally important for us to understand that we can't be in something unless we give ourselves wholly to it. That's when the elder was talking about, he was like, okay, you can't just get this in initial stages, and now you want to go out and cast out devils. No, you ain't committed wholly to it yet. You got to be tested. Okay? Yeah, and so in my name, we obviously understand that in my name, it says a name, authority. You see it? It's authority. So yeah, you can say the name, but it means nothing unless the authority is with the name. So when you look at this, it says, in my authority shall they cast out devils. That's what it's really saying. In my authority, when you go and you represent me as an ambassador, in that authority you can do it. That's why you don't see it taking place today. Because people are not, again, let's look at the word again, some good words. People are not in it as far as place is concerned. They're not in it as far as what was that when you said, Mama Coach? Give self holy. So you're looking at people who are trying to do the things of the kingdom without committing wholly to the kingdom.
This goes back to what we dealt with, I think, a couple of weeks ago about, you know, in all our ways acknowledge him when you shall direct our paths. All those things talk about, you know, giving yourself, acknowledge him, you know, giving yourself over to him.
Exactly. If we're acknowledging him in all our ways, then we have given ourselves holy. When we have that a mindset, then we can do verse 17. Go ahead.
So when a person is tested, it gives them confidence to do what it is that they need to do, and they don't take things so lightly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to just go forth and say, in the name of Jesus over here, in the name of Jesus over there,
mm-hmm.
To be grounded in him is not to just be here or there. You say and do things with care.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't meant to be frivolous,
mm-hmm.
or just to be tossed about.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's a word that you said that I like. When you said, in a nutshell, when they do these things in care, most people are careless when it comes down to the things of the kingdom. Now, you think about this. What do people do when they sit down and eat their food?
Say some careless words.
And eat it, and the food is constantly destroying them. Why? Because there is no care. They're not really operating as an ambassador in praying over that food. Lord, thank you for this food. In Jesus' name, amen. Everything's fine with it now. Without the authority of their name, you could be eating some deadly stuff. The reason why Paul was actually able to get that wood and put on that fire, and there was a snake in it that bit him, that should have killed him, and it didn't kill him. And the men sitting around looking at him because they're like, he gonna fall over in a minute. Nothing ever happened to Paul because of the authority as an ambassador he was walking in. You know, I had a doctor's appointment on today, and we discussed some things and put together a plan on how to address some things. And what they didn't understand is what I understand. I'm an ambassador. And so because of that, there are certain things that I represent that puts me in the position to get certain things done that other people can't. And so you can give me all these things and say, you have to follow this in order to get to this place where we all want you to be. And I can look at it and say, yeah, but as an ambassador, I represent someone who was able to speak certain things to me, and I follow those paths. We're not neglecting your path, but at the same time, his path is priority over your path. And if we can just get doctors on the path with Yah, then we can get a whole lot of people well in a short period of time. And what I like about this doctor, you know, she was like, she said, okay, there are certain herbs and things like that. She was admitting it. She said, but the primary thing is we wanna get things in order quickly, and we keep moving through the process by which things can be better with all the things that you know and understand. I said, now, Doc, you're talking. Somebody's sliding in on your mind now. Don't just throw me a bunch of stuff and say, him. And so that's what's important for us to understand. So, again, people are carelessly doing the things, or they are carelessly representing the things of the kingdom. And that's why there are no results. When we are careful in representing the kingdom and operating in that name, in my authority, when we operate in that authority, like the scripture tells us, we always gonna get results. And these signs shall follow them that believe, that put their trust in Yah, that put their complete reliance upon Yah, that allows Yah to slide in on the mind. These signs shall follow them. In my authority, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That's languages. They shall take up serpents. Remember, Paul did it. Now, you're not talking about going around just picking up snakes, because that's tempting y'all. Y'all be like, boy, you on there. I didn't slide in on your mind until you pick up that snake. You think now because you in my authority? See, you're a child. You think because you in my authority you can go pick up a cobra? I just slide in your mind and say, pick up that cobra. But if I slide in on your mind and you know without a doubt that you're representing me as an ambassador, go over there and get it. But until then, don't tempt me with that. They shall take up serpent. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, I want to look at the word hurt. Hinder. Injure. Wanted to look at that word. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. When can we lay hands on the sick and they recover? When we operate in the authority of that name. I've experienced it so many times. Pray for so many people and different things like that. Even my little sister Tanya, she was saying to me, after Sabbath worship, she was like, you know, bro, she said, you know anything you want to do as far as your physical body is concerned. She said, you know you can just lay your hands on it. She said, because you've done it for years. I've seen you do it to people for years. All kinds of things. Now, people won't believe this, but there have been people who have had documented, or at least one person, I'll say it that way, that was documented with AIDS. I prayed for them. They went back and got the paperwork done again. It was gone. And so she said that, I looked at her, I said, shoot, I don't have to lay hands on myself. I can send the word. As an ambassador. Okay? When you understand the authority by which you walk in, I believe it was the centurion's servant, said, you don't have to come into my house. Just send the word. Send it on it. Send it to my house. People are like, Pastor, can you come pray for me? Shoot, I can send it faster than I can get there. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of Yah. He's not on the throne now. He's just on the right hand in the vicinity. It's only one sit on the throne. You never seen no two kings sit on no throne. Okay. I'm talking the main throne. I know there are other thrones that will be there. And you look at the 24 elders and things like that. But I'm talking about the main big dog in the fight is Yah. Okay. His son a big dog, though. Okay. Now, in verse 30, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. That's Yah. Yah working with them. We know that Christ does certain things, but, you know, Yah is the source. So I like to give him the credit where the source is. Put it in its proper order. And so anytime I see a word, Lord, or anything like that, that doesn't give the clear expression that it is the Son, I'm going to give that credit to the Father. Okay. And so, I just wanted to share those things with you in reference to that. And, you know, it's vitally important for us, again, as I get ready to close, to understand what the name is, what it represents.
Something went wrong.
And so, you know, it's just vitally important to understand not what the name represents, but what we represent in having access to that name. It's an authority. So from now on, you read Mark 16:17, where it says, my name, just said my authority. In my authority. That's how it should have been written. In my authority shall ye cast out devil. Don't just call out my name. Okay. You have anything? Anybody? We good? All right, this was a short one. I'm going to stop now. Y'all better take it while you can get it. Father, y'all, we just bless your name on today, and we thank you for bringing us into another facet of your understanding your word. Just give us the wisdom on how to release this information and give us the wisdom to be patient and to understand that that people just don't see these things the way that you blessed us to be able to see it. We thank you for sliding in on our minds and dealing with us by your spirit on a daily basis to bring us in into all truth. And we just glorify you. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.